This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined by Tim Cahal, who is the director of the YMCA here in town. Hello, Tim. Nice to see you. How are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm doing well, thanks.
Well, thank you for spending some time with 307 Net Radio. You are relatively new as the director, although not at all new to the Y. How long have you been the director?
So I took over here as interim CEO on October 30th, but I ended up here on January 2nd of 2011. So I've been here a good hot minute now.
And so in those hot minutes, what have you done here at the Y?
Yeah, so I'll kind of derail our sense of structure in the early moments here. Fun story, I got here completely by accident. I had coached some youth sports. I was serving on the board here for the Y. And I was kind of dealing with a shoulder injury I got at work. One night I needed my workout. Spin class is something you can do with one arm. So I'm sitting on a spin bike, and the front desk person comes back, and they say, "Hey, we're sorry to do this to everybody, but we have to cancel class tonight. Your instructor can't make it." I said, "Oh, don't cancel. I'll teach the class. I'm happy to do it." And I kind of chicken wing my arm. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody laughs. Go up front, do that. Well, flash forward, I get about a week later, and one of the instructors comes and, "Hey, would you might be okay with being a sub, like call list for spin classes?" Like, "Yeah, yeah, happy to do it." Well, next thing you know, I was teaching more spin classes, and then I started working a couple days a week on the front desk, so I left the board to start working when a 20-hour fitness position came open. I worked the fitness position for a while, and then the sports position came open, and I've just kind of molded my way through from one department to the next, giving all of it a good go before the next thing opens and next challenge arises.
Well, now you have the ultimate challenge, having, you know, experienced every little department and every little nook and cranny of what the Y here in Buffalo has to offer. You know, now you are at the helm.
Exactly.
So what is your vision going forward, and is it different from what has been before?
Absolutely. So through my time, I've been here through two CEOs prior that both had great things that they did and things they did that were polar opposite of each other that also worked, but got some very different senses of how it all looked, which was has been nice. In the last 6 years, though, we've really been capital-driven, looking forward towards what's that next project to really fortify this place, take care of some deferred maintenance, all those big things that if you leave them tick for too long, they're going to tick-tock boom. So over those last 6 years, we painted the exterior of the facility, got that all sealed up. We're into working with the city right now on replacing the HVAC systems. We've done two of them so far. So that's been good. The aquatic center is a constant turnover, but it should be good for about two more years now on a five-year timeline. Strength and Agility Center, Cycle Studio, and then the refurbishing of the gymnasium this past year. With all of those spaces coming over the last 6 years, now we're ready to just program the heck out of them, basically. Does programming come in and save the day? No, it's small for what we do, but it gives us some opportunity to really serve people well as utilize our facility during time frames. You know, maybe one time frame might not work great for X group, but work better for Y group. And that's what's going to be really be the focus for these next couple of years, is utilizing what we've worked hard to build and to just program it.
So let's talk about the facility, because you have a building here, but you have nowhere to really expand to. And we have a lot of people in our community who want to use facilities. Health and recreation and wellness is something that has gone up the agenda, you know, over the previous decades and so on. And you do offer a lot of programming, but you're also limited by space. What can you offer now?
Yeah, so the space limitations are definitely a real thing. We're at the point now that if we wanted to enhance any other spaces, we're moving walls to do it. And once we do that, we trigger different fire compliances and we're into whole other ball games. As far as programming what we have, it's much more about looking at time frames and trying to get different groups here, you know, one to three, is a notoriously awful time to for the swimming pool to be open. Most people are in work, but it's also hard to send your lifeguard home that works until 1. It's hard to send them home, but want them back at 3, because by 3, you still haven't gotten your other kids out of school, but you're starting, you need to be set up for the swim team when they do go. So what can we do in that time frame? Okay, well, we have run a child care. Can we program a swim lesson that happens for our child care kids during the time that they're already in our care? Okay, now this is a cool idea. All right, so how many do we have? Start going down the list and look. Okay, there's about 6 right now of the right age group. If you were to do a program for those 6, that opens up 6 spots in the evening time that we're already completely at a capacity on. Opens up those 6 more spots for someone else. Saves those families from having to come out of their house to the 6 o'clock swim lesson because the Y was able to provide it while we already had their kids. Now that's super duper cool. Is it a huge swing of the pendulum? No, but if you could swing several of those, that could start making a real impact. So those are the kinds of things that we're really trying to look at right now.
So do you have a sense of how many people in the community actually use the Y at any given time?
Yeah, we're about 1,800 unique individuals is where we're sitting right now.
And that's a mixture of memberships and drop-ins?
Yep, so that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing as a steady... for membership units, as far as serving all together, we see between 3 and 3,500 people as unique individuals for the grandmas and grandpas to come in for nothing more than just to watch and whatnot.
So the Y is part of the YMCA global organization, but Buffalo has a unique distinction, doesn't it? Would you like to tell us what that is?
We do, yeah. So we're the smallest town in the nation with a full-service YMCA, meaning we have a swimming pool, cardio rooms, weight room. We have all of it. There are a couple smaller sister to, you know, Duluth, Minnesota branch down the road that rents out the gymnasium from a church, and they put a child care in it and call it a Y. There's some of those that are smaller than us. But for a full service, we're it. That's a really, really cool badge of honor that we like to, you know, toot that little horn. But at the end of the day, that also comes with a set of challenges. And it comes with a big set of challenges is the membership model that runs WISE isn't enough to sustain what we do as an organization all the time. So we have to look outside of what we can do just from basic memberships.
So I think some people have a perception that the Y has lots of money, it's given lots of money, it gets 1% money, it's got other collaborations with the City of Buffalo. Who owns the building?
City of Buffalo.
The City of Buffalo owns the building, and so, you know, there's this notion that some people have that there's loads of money and that you should just be doing everything. How is the funding really?
Yeah, that always has been the misconception, is how much community money the Y gets. And it's really not. This is a city facility, and there's terms that were put in for the maintenance of the facility. Most of the 1% funds we get are to contract service and R&M to help keep this place up and going, to keep the parking lots plowed before 5 a.m. I know you've been an early riser here before. Mm-hmm. This place is hopping right out of the get-go. To help cover those things. And then other than that, we go on membership, then we have to start looking out to regional grants. Once we went through what's local. And the local isn't a whole lot. It's 1%, a little bit of severance that offsets part of the gas funds, and then we get a decent amount of rec money, but we're doing a large portion of rec work. So that's everything that comes out of Johnson County.
So are you looking for... Do you feel like you have enough money to operate, or are you constantly scrabbling and scrimping?
We're constantly looking for more. We've done really good. Our board has been smart, and we've worked hard to make sure we've found whatever money needs to be found before going out and doing these capital projects that we've done over the past couple of years, because there's never just enough money to go around. We've done well, we're smart, we're setting safe, but it wouldn't take many bad decisions to not be setting safe anymore. And we're not going to be going back to the days of what we were back in the 2012s when everything was flush from methane resources.
So what are the biggest challenges that you face on a day-to-day basis?
Staffing has been big. It's actually gotten much harder to staff recently. And it's a time-consuming process to staff for the Y, so that makes it even slightly more difficult for us. Yeah, it's hard to find the workforce that has the skill set that we need or the desire to work with kids. But then once you do find them, we have to go through two different background checks before they can ever start working. Well, it takes 10 to 14 days usually. A lot of people that are coming in looking for a medial job don't have 10 to 14 days to wait to hear whether you can or can't hire them. So that becomes an issue for us quite regularly. And then outside of that, duplications of services. We all try to not step on each other's toes. And it's great. It's a great problem to have how much this community does. But we're always fighting for the same 100 people all the time. You got the Y and the soccer and baseball and gymnastics and start going down the list. It's cool we have these groups, these awesome groups that are working so hard. But they're all vying for that same group of kids. And there's only 5 evenings a week. And so it gets to be a lot. And I know we actually try really hard to, before doing something new, to look around. Say, is somebody programming something Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 3 o'clock? No? Okay, a gap across the community? Well, that could be a good time to look for. And I think that's something that was really recognized more by all the community a few years back. And I think a lot of the groups have been working harder to try to do that.
So what programs are specifically on offer? I mean, if you're new to town, what is there here at the Y for you?
Yeah, so for the kiddos, we have our child care, which is 6 weeks through 6 years, primarily. We are licensed above that, but pretty much we're dealing with the preschool-aged. Then we have flag football for first grade through fourth grade, basketball for 4 years old through second grade, and then another season of third grade through sixth grade. After that, we've got a variety of fitness classes, Latin dance, country dance, line dance. We've even got a classical right now. We're kind of flush with dance, which is really cool. And then we've got some awesome yoga instructors that are really highly trained, body blasts, a lot of different classes going on. The pool is packed with water classes or just lap swimmers happening outside of that. It's been busy back there right now with swim season. We've got over 100 kids competing between the four-time repeat boys, the Bison, Go Bison, and then the Buffalo Swim Club. It's been hopping back there.
So how is the pool? A couple of years back, there was some scare that it was actually really just too old to repair and maintain. What is actually, you mentioned earlier that it's in good shape for a couple of years, but that doesn't sound very long. What's going to happen? What are we really looking at?
Well, we know that we have a concrete pool, and a concrete pool has an estimated shelf life of 40 years. This one's 45 years old. That said, the Kendrick pool that they just started working on replacing was almost 100 years old. We don't know, but the safe answer, as people tell you, is you should get about 40 years out of what you have. This pool is in pretty good shape. We did have a decent scare with it. We went through and replumbed pretty much the entire back room now. Anything else that goes wrong is happening underneath the pool, which you don't know what's happening underneath the pool until all of a sudden it's a real problem. But right now it's not giving us any indications of that.
So are there any conversations to deal with an alternative, to build a new pool? Is anybody talking about that?
There's been a number of those conversations over the past 12, 13 years, but currently no.
So we just have to keep our fingers crossed. And
we're just crossing everything and going for the best. That conversation absolutely will come back up and around again. But after the bond issue, there a couple years back, it took the wind out of a lot of people's sails. And people don't seem quite as eager to talk about what we're going to do next.
Well, with a high price of living, high property taxes, I don't think anybody right now is particularly minded to start spending extremely large sums of money on capital costs, even if they're for a great facility.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you. So how can community members get involved with the Y?
It all starts by walking through the doors. You never know when you find yourself sitting on a spin bike And then next thing you know, you're here for 13 years. It starts by coming through the doors, though. We have a great group. Whenever you come in, I like to make this joke that you could take me out in the country, spin me around, disorient me, leave me for several days, and drop me back in the lobby, and I can tell you what day it is and approximately what time from the people that are standing there in the lobby. You really do get to, you know, find your group and your niche. So you come in at the first group and they talk a little too much, or you don't like the way someone's laugh sounded or whatever, try a different time. Give us a sample. You'll find your group of people, and then those groups have formed some really tight bonds. And you see it happening around the building regular. I enjoy my time to walk around and lean on a bike and visit with people for a little bit. We get a great group in here.
Thank you. And you can buy memberships, I know, and you can also just drop in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have categories for youth, for students, adults, adult couples, seniors, senior couples, the snowbirds that go to Arizona and want to pause it for 3 months. We have a category for them. It's real simple to use on our website. It makes it even easier. You can do it from the comfort of home. It's like running Amazon. You get on, you log in, you create an account, and then when you come here for the first time, we have a little flag that says, hey, we need to verify your information. We verify that that's who you are. Bam, you're off and going, and easy peasy.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving us an introduction to your to your why under your directorship. I wish you well with the forthcoming year. I made the maintenance be low and easy.
Thank you.
And made the footfall be great. Is there anything else you'd like to just add?
Yeah. So starting on Monday, we're kicking off our annual support campaign. The annual support campaign really goes into helping keep memberships and programs at an affordable cost. We don't raise our prices very often. We try to stick to those golden numbers that really can be palatable. That said, we have to find an additional 30% of our budget every year. That's
because
we're not big enough to exist here. We're just not big enough to exist on the membership model. So the rest comes down to grants, foundations, and donations. And our community is great to donate, but we need that money. We're giving a budgeted -$177,000 this year. That's where we're planning to be at. So I would love to come ahead of that. And a lot of coming ahead on that is going to be more the community stepping up and saying the why means something to me. I like what that guy had to say. Let's go in and push that button that says donate now. The campaign officially starts on Monday. But no time is the wrong time to give.
Are you fearful that you ever might have to shut your doors?
No, not at this point in time. We've been smart enough for long enough that I don't see that to be a problem right now.
But you're saying you just need to make ends meet.
You can never say never. And we've gave multiple ways to give even. And again, it can be done through our website. It can be done by coming and sitting here. If you want to know more about what we do, by all means, give me a call. I'd be happy to chat with whoever and kind of go through it. But we've been smart. We have a foundation that helps feed back towards the Y, and that money's managed through them. We have a capital endowment that we started 6 years ago that is setting their growing interest for when something like a pool goes kaboom. It's not going to cover a pool yet, but it's there for that eventual kaboom. So we've fortified enough places that it's definitely not a impending doom.
So you feel you can reassure people who are donating that they're donating, that their money is being spent wisely?
Yep. Yeah, if you get on the website and go to the Donate Now button, you can see it, or you just would be able to say, I'm donating this to you. Well, I'm probably going to put it to the Most in Need Fund then. The Most in Need Fund says, do whatever I need to do with it. You can say, specifically, I want to go to the Y Partners Fund. Okay, Y Partners, that was scholarships and program subsidy. That's helping for the stuff that we do directly for the people, keeping it cheap for the people. Cool, we can put it towards Y Partner then. You are a big believer in let's fortify the facility for later in life. Then the Capital Endowment Fund is where you'd want your money to go from that. And then we even have one that says thank you for the coffee, because we go through an awful lot of coffee out there. And people do like to donate to the coffee fund, so they have a button too.
Well, thank you. Thank you for explaining what is happening here at the Y and what is on offer and how it all goes round.
Thank you.